Sommerfeld and Jordan were the most prominent of those not invited to what looked like the physicists' equivalent of a theological council convened to settle some disputed point of doctrine. During the conference, 5 reports would be presented: William L. Bragg on the intensity of X-ray reflection, Arthur Compton on disagreements between experiment and the electromagnetic theory of radiation, Louis Dubois on the new dynamics of quanta, Max Born and Werner Heisenberg on quantum mechanics, and Erwin Schrödinger on wave mechanics. The last 2 sessions of the conference would be devoted to a wide-ranging general discussion concerning quantum mechanics. 2 names were missing from the agenda. Einstein had been asked, but decided he was not competent enough to present a report. "The reason," he told Lawrence, "is that I have not been able to participate as intensively in the modern development of quantum theory as would be necessary for that purpose. This is in part because I have, on the whole, too little receptive talent for fully following the stormy developments. In part also because I do not approve of the purely statistical way of thinking on which the new theory is founded." It was not an easy decision, since Einstein had wanted to contribute something of value in Brussels, but he confessed, "I have now given up that hope." In fact, Einstein had closely monitored the stormy developments of the new physics, and indirectly stimulated and encouraged the work of Dubois and Schrödinger. However, from the very beginning he doubted that quantum mechanics was a consistent and complete description of reality. Bohr's name was also missing. He too had played no direct part in the theoretical development of quantum mechanics, but had exerted his influence through discussions with the likes of Heisenberg, Pauli, and Dirac, who did. All those invited to the 5th Solvay Conference on Electrons and Photons knew it was designed to address the most pressing problem of the day, more philosophy than physics, the meaning of quantum mechanics. What did the new physics reveal about the nature of reality? Bohr believed he had found the answer. For many, he arrived in Brussels as king of the quantum, but Einstein was the pope of physics. Bohr was anxious to learn his reaction to the latest stage of the development which, to our view, went far in clarifying the problems which he had himself, from the outset, elicited so ingeniously.